Well, March Madness is upon us, and I know you might be sitting down to fill out a bracket, maybe watch the tournament this year. And while you do that, we got a few financial planning and retirement planning lessons we can share with you along the way.
Welcome to the Perfect Game Retirement Podcast with former professional baseball player and now financial coach at Black Oak Asset Management, Ryan Ledman. This show will help you make the right financial decisions so you can pitch a perfect game in retirement. Here's the windup and the delivery.
Glad to have you inside Perfect Game Retirement. I've been George with Ryan Ledman, president and financial coach, also certified financial planner, Black Oak Asset Management. Ryan, I know this is a great time of year. It's not only March Madness, we talk a lot of baseball on the show, but I know you're a big basketball fan, and who doesn't like the tournament, right?
Yeah, it's kind of difficult for me to get into it. As soon as football's over, though, then I do start watching. And my both of my kids haven't played in a few years, actually. And they both, my daughter just all of a sudden tried out for the middle school team and made it. And then my son was like, hey, I want to play basketball again. And so growing up, it was my favorite sport. It eventually turned into baseball, but basketball was always my favorite because, gosh, you can get better on your own all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, dribble, shoot, do whatever. Baseball, you can still do that to some degree. Obviously, you can hit by yourself and all that, but just basketball is just more fun to do that. So, but I've definitely gotten into basketball more this year. So it's my bridge until, you know, opening day for baseball.
Yeah, with basketball, you could either do it yourself, one-on-one, 2v2. You could just basically whatever kind of game you want to play is easy to pick up and go versus most other sports. So, yeah, I'm with you on that growing up. And I love the tournament. We love filling out brackets. We love to kind of track the games and hopefully have a team that's in it making a deep run. I know Georgia has shown flashes of being good at times, but it's been a little bit of a drought for them.
Lately, yes, they did, man. They were bubble-ish. And then it was like, I think, five straight they lost. It was like, oof, yeah. That put the nail in the coffin there, but they've gotten better. But it's a puzzling thing why some schools are so good in some sports and not the other. But you know, the Alabamas of the world, the Auburns of the world, they've in Florida. I mean, they've shown that you don't have to just be a football school. There's other successes that spill over into other sports. But I don't know. Georgia hadn't figured that out yet. What they need to do is demolish their Stegman Coliseum. That place is terrible, and they need to build a new one.
That's the thing, man. Some of these college programs have such outdated arenas, but to find the money to build these arenas that are going to cost, you know, nine figures in many cases, it's just impossible. So
and it's not at certain schools, it's not going to be a huge revenue generator. I mean, it's just got to be from that pool of funds that come in from football.
Well, let's talk about some of the lessons we can learn while we're following along with our bracket this March and into April. First one is predicting outcomes. So, you know, when you fill that bracket out, you feel pretty good. You can kind of envision it playing out the way you thought. But usually, hopefully by maybe the end of the weekend, but sometime by Thursday afternoon, you realize, well, didn't exactly go how I want it planned. So this is very similar to retirement planning and financial planning, right? Because you can map it out and you can lay it out exactly how you want it to happen, but inevitably things are going to go completely different than you ever planned.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. Yeah, so you're right about your bracket. You fill it in. You're like, okay, I think I got a shot. And then, yeah, you don't. Because it only takes like one of your final four teams to blow it early, and you're done. A lot of that can translate into retirement planning. So we'll do financial plans for people. We put their retirement income, what it looks like over the next, you know, 25, 30 years. So they look at it, you know, we got some negative years built in there and all that from a rates of return standpoint, because we know it's inevitable. We just don't know when, we don't know how much, we don't know tax rates if they change, we don't know what inflation is going to be, interest rates, blah, blah, blah. So I tell people, we give people a financial plan, I hand it to them and I'm like, okay, so this is like our rough draft in school. This is our first draft. There's going to be red marks all over it, you know, by the end of year one. So what I'm giving you now is not how it's going to happen. It's like a puzzling look. And I'm like, look, this gives us an idea. It does give us an idea. It says, okay, at the end of 25, 30 years, you still have X amount left, but it's not going to be that number. It may be more, it may be less, but at least this paints a picture that you can comfortably retire with what you're trying to accomplish. So it's never going to happen the way it actually does. I don't care how many Monte Carlo simulations that you can run out there. Our financial planning software, it doesn't show success rates. It doesn't say, hey, you have a 78% chance of success. It just says, hey, this percentage of time, you're going to actually receive more income. This percentage of time, you're going to receive less. So it doesn't give you a pass fail grade. It just kind of says, hey, this is what you can expect. If the market moves down this much, your income's got to go down this much. If the market moves up this much, hey, you may be able to squeeze some more income out. So I always tell people, hey, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what rates of return are going to be. I don't know what, you know, what tax rates are going to be, what political officials are going to be elected. I don't know any of that stuff. But one thing you have to remember is you constantly have to pivot and change. Hey, pivot kind of led into the March Madness, you have to pivot and be able to change directions when you have to.
Now, I think this is also where kind of an advisor comes into play, right? A CFP really can play a big part in this and getting you prepared and being ready for the different outcomes. It's so hard to do on your own, isn't it?
It is. I mean, because we're emotional creatures. And I know, obviously, if I hear the word AI or the letters AI, I'm going to throw up because it is what it is. We're going to embrace it. We're going to embrace it in our firm. But AI is AI. I mean, there's emotions that come involved with this. And so we are beings that need to talk to other beings. and so that's where talking this stuff through with the use of AI intelligence and technology and software, but speaking to another individual and talking through this, that, you know, when we sit down and talk to therapists and things like that, it's a person. It's not a machine. We want to get feedback from a person because there is emotions involved. So yeah, sitting down with an advisor, I think is again, biased answer on my part, but I think it's crucial for a lot of people.
All right, another theme of March Madness are upsets. It's the beauty of the sport and this tournament. Everyone loves a good Cinderella story, maybe unless it's your team, of course, it's falling. But the same can be said for the financial world, right? There's going to be winners and losers, and depending on your perspective, depends on whether you're happy or not. So, you know, you think about a market crash. Well, that's all bad, right? Well, there are people that are short sellers or people that are waiting on dips in the market to buy. And, you know, there's all kind of examples of this you can point to, but the bottom line is you don't want anybody to tell you that any outcome is going to be all good or all bad, right? It all kind of depends on what team you're on, so to speak.
That's right. You're going to be on one side of it or the other. So, you know, a market crash, you know, for the most part is going to be bad for a lot of people. You know, there's some people that short the market and, you know, you see that happen. And sometimes an advisor, if you work with, some people can do that on their own. But usually a market crash, is going to not help a lot of people, but you also have people that may have very, very safe investments, whether that's money markets, whether that's fixed indexed annuities or fixed annuities. So they're going to be on the other end of that where it's not really affecting them. So that's where risk tolerance kind of really comes into play. Interest rates going up or down, it depends on what type of an investor you are. Interest rates, you know, going up hurt bond investors in 2022. We just saw that. Now, if potentially interest rates start creeping down in 24 and maybe 25, then those bondholders are going to benefit from that because it's an inverse relationship. As interest rates start going down, bond prices go up. They did the exact opposite in 2022. You know, tax law changing. I just saw a proposal that there's a bill right now when it comes to taxation of Social Security. There's a bill being proposed right now that people who receive Social Security benefits is going to be potentially 100% tax-free. That's not the case right now. It's means tested, meaning if you have certain taxable income, your Social Security benefit is taxed even in retirement. Well, there's a new law that's proposing that anyone receiving it receives whatever their amount is. Well, that's going to benefit retirees. Well, obviously, it's got to come from somewhere. Where do you think it's going to come from? It's going to come from current workers who make more money. Like right now, the cap on the Social Security wage base is about $168,000. Sorry, don't quote me on that, but I think it's around 168K. And if you make anything over that, you don't pay any Social Security taxes. Well, they're talking about moving that wage base way up to potentially 250,000. So does that affect everybody? No, it hurts your higher income earners. So it's coming from somewhere. So it's kind of you're digging into one pocket and then putting in the other. So that's going to benefit some and not benefit others. So there are going to be upsets along the way. Some benefit, some don't. But just being prepared and aware of those things, because there's always pros and cons to any strategy that you do in retirement, and just being aware of those things, kind of knowing what the upside and downside of each strategy is where an advisor can help you with that.
All right. Another part of March Madness that we like to do, if our team's in it, we're going to pick them to win it all, right? You always have to have the one bracket where your team's making it all the way in case it happens and you can celebrate twice. But what would an example of this, Ryan, be in the financial world?
Yeah, that's why you do two brackets, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You do your heart with one and then hopefully your mind with the other. But, picking your favorite team to win it all, that the analogy kind of is there with your company stock. We work with a lot of people that have, potentially low basis company stock that they've gathered throughout their entire careers. And I know previous episode we just talked about there's not a lot of people that have long careers, but they still have maybe stock options. In being in Atlanta, there's obviously big companies here that offer stock options. You got the Home Depots of the world, the UPSs of the world. So it's really hard to argue with the data and the returns of those types of companies. It's still a single stock. They still have high volatility. Even they're a huge behemoth dinosaur company. They're not going anywhere. There's still some volatility there. So sometimes just putting all your eggs in that basket of one single company stock, that can be nerve-wracking, especially when you get to retirement. So I'm not saying not have individual stocks and company stock, but you may want to know, you kind of get to a certain point and go, okay, when I have this much net worth in my company stock, anything above and beyond that, I need to start carving off. I need to start selling and diversify and get rid of that exposure. So you don't want to, you have your heart with one team or one company, but you do have to kind of take your heart out of it sometimes, especially when you have so much company stock and then spread that out and diversify it elsewhere.
All right, we're talking about our lessons we learn from filling out our brackets here in March as we follow along with the tournament. Risky picks. Well, you're going to make a few of these. You're going to pick a few 15s over one. Now it's not all too crazy to pick a 16 over one or 15 over two. It's not too crazy anymore to pick those, right? But you're going to have to pick some upsets. But in investing, it's okay to pick a couple risky, make a couple risky investments, right? But you can't just have a portfolio full of double-digit seeds, can you?
No, you're playing with fire there. But you're right. Some people get lucky and pick that. Yeah, you're right. I guess it's happened. Was it Virginia was the first number one seed team to lose
Purdue
to a 16
last year,
seed? Oh, yeah, that's right. Purdue last year. So it can happen. Obviously, you don't want to put all your eggs in that basket. But, picking up sets, it does happen. So that's where, you may have a portfolio where some people are like, hey, I want crypto. Okay, well, let's don't get crazy with it. I know it's had its returns. It's got its volatility, though. So be willing to lose it all. But obviously you could strike it rich too at the same time. But I'm more, if I'm going to work with somebody, that they're not going to have a large portion of that. Same thing with like precious metals, and you just, those specific sector type classes, you just don't want a ton of that in there. You can put that in there and have a little bit of a flavor for that, but having too much of that, it's not worth the risk. And if you're trying to retire with that kind of risk, then you probably don't need to retire. You probably need to save more before you can get to that point and sleep well at night.
All right, got a couple more comparisons here. What about those emotional decisions? You might pick against your hated rival. Obviously, you're going to pick some of your favorites as well, right? But it's not always wise to go that route if you're trying to win and trying to actually get to the very end. And similarly, right, emotional investing, we know all about how detrimental this can be.
Yeah, again, emotional investing, it's a little bit of a, I don't know if oxymoron is the right word, but you don't want those two words to go together.
Yeah.
Again, that's where working with an advisor can help with that and take some of that emotion, not complete all emotion out, but help with that emotional investing. And yeah, you're right. I mean, if Florida's in there, I don't want to put Florida advancing in the bracket. But sometimes that someone has to look at me and go, Florida's a three seed. What are you doing? Why are you not picking Florida? You know, you're picking some 14 seed over them, and maybe that will happen. But we want to try to take the emotions out of that. Same thing with investing. That's where a teacher, an educator of this stuff can really, really help.
Yep. Want someone on your side. All right. One more here for you, Ryan. The element of surprise. We're going to have plenty of surprises in this tournament as well. And retirement planning also has to account for that unpredictability, right? Even though you want your bracket to be right, you have to plan for things like unexpected expenses and changes that are going to happen in your retirement.
Yeah, I mean, like going back to my previous point of doing a retirement income plan, I mean, we shoot for a target. You know, if someone says, hey, I need $150,000 a year in retirement, okay, well, we have two Social Security benefits, a small pension, and then the rest has to come from our assets. So it's, you know, I say, okay, what kind of inflation rate you want to use? Is it 3? Is it 4? Is it 5? Whatever, you know, because you want to keep up with inflation. So that income has to increase each year. So what does that look like? So 150 one year, and then it may go to 162 the next, and blah, blah, blah. Well, life just doesn't happen that way. You may take less out for 1 year. You know, okay, then you don't want to just take money out to take money out. But then there's those unexpected things. Hey, I didn't think about I'd need a car in 4 years. Okay, well, we need to account for that. Or, you know, a lot of times big trips, we do account for that when it comes to retirement income plan. But there's always going to be unexpected expenses, whether it's a medical thing, whether it's just life, whether it's a roof, whether it's HVAC, you know, whatever it may be. There's those things are going to happen. So you have to be ready and account for those things. So there's always going to be surprises and you have to be ready for them.
Well, we hope you enjoy the tournament. I know I'm ready to fill out a bracket now. We got a little bit of time to wait. It's the time of this recording before we can actually get in and fill out our bracket, but I'm pretty excited for another year, another tournament. And Ryan, I'm curious, where do you stand on expanding to even more teams? Are you happy with 64 or do you want to see us get over 100 at some point?
You know, I mean, it's all money driven. Same thing with football, expanding the college football playoff. I don't know, 100 teams, because gosh, how many Division I teams are there? Like 140
like
something?
There's like 330 in basketball.
Oh, there's in basketball. Okay, there's more in basketball. Yeah. Okay, I didn't realize there was that many. I guess I'm thinking more along the lines of football.
Right.
I guess more basketball gets more people into the tournament. I just don't want to see like 500 teams getting into a tournament. That drives me nuts with bowl seasons. You see these 6-6 teams. I'm like, really? Like, we're rewarding mediocrity this much? Like, I don't love that. So if it ever gets to that point, you know, if you got teams that are, you know, 18-15 or whatever, okay, I'm okay with that. But, yeah, you start getting 16-16 teams or whatever, it's like, no, I don't need to see that.
I'm with you on that. All right, well, again, if you need help with your financial planning, if this kind of maybe inspires you a little bit to sit down and fill out your retirement plan with someone like Ryan, who is a CFP at Black Oak Asset Management. Again, you can find him online at blackoakam.com or over the phone at 470-508-0508. As we always do, let's dive into the mailbag. I have a question today for you from Karen, who is in Panama City, Florida. She says, I'm retiring at the end of the year and will have about 18 weeks of vacation days and sick leave that I'll get paid for. If my last paycheck is in December, all that payout will be included in this year's taxes. So should I wait an extra month and retire after the first of the year so that paycheck is counted in a different tax year?
Good question. 18 weeks. Fantastic, Karen. That's a pretty good chunk of time.
That is nice.
I do have clients who do this. A lot of mine are kind of the beginning of the following year. So my last paycheck is in December. I probably would, Karen, without knowing kind of your retirement portfolio or if you're going to continue to do maybe part-time work. But generally speaking, high level of what you just said, I probably would wait till that 18-week kind of vacation is included in next year's taxes, because there's probably a pretty good chance that you will be in a tax bracket. So I'm always in favor of, hey, paying my share. But if you can move down a tax bracket, like if you can move down from the 22 to the 12, that's a big deal. If it moves you down from the 24 to the 22, okay. It's still tax savings. It's probably not as much as you think it would, but if it's moving you down like from the 32 to the 24, Yeah, I'd definitely look at it. Or the 22 down to the 12, I would definitely do a cost comparison to that. And that's, to me, that would be a no-brainer. But if you're still staying in the same tax bracket, then go ahead and pull the trigger and be done with it if it's still taxed at the same rate.
All right, very good. Thank you, Karen, for that. Again, if you want to follow up, just go to blackoakam.com. All right, one last question to finish things off here, Ryan, getting to know you a little bit better. First off, this is, the pre-screening question. When was the last time you went to the movies?
Hold, please.
I know it's different for people since COVID kind of changed a lot of this. People haven't gotten back.
Yeah, seriously. Much. Actually, it was right around Christmas time. There was is it the Chosen series? My wife has watched the Chosen series, but I haven't. But the same people who did that, they did like a special where it was just a short movie that just showed the birth of Jesus. So that was pretty cool. It's not like exactly what I expected because there was a lot of like singers on there, which was cool. They did a good job. They sang Christmas songs and stuff. That was neat. I just wasn't expecting that. And then they showed kind of what Mary and Joseph went through, what the town looked like. And so I think it painted a more accurate picture for my kids to see what they went through and what that actual birth actually looked like. So I thought that was cool. So that was actually at a movie theater. So it wasn't like a long movie. Gosh, before then, I could not even tell you when the last time I went to a movie was.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not sure the last time I went to a movie. I'd like to do it probably soon, take my daughter, but yeah. Don't know. But anyway, it gets us to our question. Sorry for the roundabout way to get here. But
it's good.
What's your favorite snack at the movies?
That's an easy one. Junior Mints. Love me some Junior Mints. I'm a kind of a dark chocolate minty guy. I'm not a popcorn guy. My kids will eat a whole tub of that stuff with greasy hands and fingers. And like my son doesn't know when to stop. He'll do it and then he'll like get sick later and puke his guts out. And I'm like, dude, I told you were going to do that. But just give me a box of Junior Mints and I'm good.
Okay. I have a follow-up question now. Okay. Do you ever eat Junior Mints outside of the movie theater?
No.
I feel like that's the case for so many people. That's funny.
That's a good question. That's amazing. No, I can't remember the last time I've had them outside of a movie theater, even though I like them.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay. Well, it's a different rules when you're inside a movie theater, but
When you're my age, you know, you eat a box of Junior Mints and you feel like you gain 10 pounds. Yeah, so very true. It's like, God, yeah, it's not worth it.
It's a special treat. Yeah. Well, this episode's been a treat as well. We thank you for listening. Hopefully your bracket's holding up if you filled one out. If you have questions for Ryan, we'd like to sit down and meet with him and the team at Black Oak Asset Management. We'd love to hear from you. You can always log on blackoakam.com or give him a call at 470-508-0508. Ryan, thanks as always for the time. I hope you feel better and we'll talk soon.
Thank you, sir. Go Braves.
The Perfect Game Retirement Podcast is brought to you by Black Oak Asset Management, serving the greater Atlanta area with offices in Alpharetta and Macon. The show is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe to the show on your favorite app today and never miss an episode. Just search for Perfect Game Retirement to find us. You can also visit blackoakam.com to listen to past episodes, to contact Ryan Ledden, and to learn more about how to pitch a perfect game in retirement.
Information provided is for informational purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Please consult with a qualified professional before taking any action. Securities and registered investment advisory services offered through Silver Oak Securities, Inc., member FINRA/SIPC. Black Oak Asset Management and Silver Oak Securities, Inc. are not affiliated.